painting to photography, from beadwork to woodworking. KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University presents Artbeat. Artbeat highlights the work and accomplishments of local artists from in and around Winona. Support for Artbeat is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Now, here's Terry Tenseth with today's Artbeat.
On this episode of Artbeat, we visit with an individual who has been involved with puppeteering for almost half his life. This artist creates characters out of clay and found materials. During the summer, he plans on navigating the Mississippi River to present puppet theater on a homemade boat. Learn more about this artist's dream and how you can help bring it to fruition. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you're listening to Artbeat. Good afternoon. I have Robert Armstrong with me. Some of us call him Dr. Bob. And he's a puppeteer extraordinaire. He makes his own puppets. He puts on puppet theater. And you're also known as DJ Rump Shaker.
Yeah, I've got a variety of disguises that I wear in public.
There you go. So let's first talk a little bit history and what you're doing and lead up to all the good things that are going on right now. So you've been doing puppet stuff for how long?
I've been doing puppet stuff for about the last 20 years. I started out the Renaissance fairs, busking on the streets of Madison, and I moved back to Winona in 2000 and started just exploring my options locally.
And now you make your own marionette puppets.
I make marionettes, I make masks, I make rod puppets, I make robots.
Robots yeah. That work?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
My God. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you've been putting on events in theater, and you've done Midsummer Night's Dream before, kind of
yes.
With the Shakespeare Festival,
yeah.
As its but your own separate event.
Yep.
And now you're looking to kind of do something a little bit more adventurous on water.
Yeah, I've been doing a variety of different shows that I write or co-adapt for puppetry, and I'm looking to go on tour on the river with my puppet show.
So how does that work?
Well, hopefully, if everything goes as planned, which, I don't know, we'll see. But I'll prepare for whatever can go wrong will go wrong. So I'm going to build a barge, and I'm going to take the cast and the crew, and we're going to cruise from Alma, Wisconsin to La Crosse, Wisconsin. And on the barge, we'll perform at levees that we stop by on the way.
Okay, great. So there's going to have to be some expense with this, like getting the word out. So you just don't pull up somewhere and there's nobody there for the puppet theater.
Well, yeah. I mean, for people on summer vacations, like, oh, wow, there's suddenly a puppet show. You know, that'll be kind of unexpected. But yeah, a lot of our stuff is going to be promotion and letting people know where we're going to be and when. Because the river is kind of unpredictable. And so we have to have a loose schedule as far as performance times go. But I think we can get the word out since it's only about a 40-mile stretch of river that
right.
We're working with.
So tell us about the play you're doing and who's involved.
I am doing a play based off the novel by Mark Twain called Huckleberry Finn. And it's a loose adaptation of the story stretched by me. It involves Huckleberry Finn and his friend Big Jim as they float downstream on their raft and the characters and adventures that they run into on the way down the Mississippi.
What friends have you got involved?
Right now, on board, I have my friend Eddie Danger, who will be joining us for a part of the tour. They're actually splitting the tour into two parts because of schedules and stuff like that. But he'll be joining. He's composed the original soundtrack, lots of pirate music.
Nice.
He has an old pump organ, which is from an original pump organ from a ship that sailed on the Duluth, Lake Superior.
Sweet.
Yeah, so it has a little history to it. And he composed a whole album with his band Cannonball called Seafaring Shanties. And a lot of the music really coincides with the show that I'm doing. And right now I have an apprentice puppeteer who will be working with me by the name of Action Jackson.
So how do you go about building this barge?
Well, it's really kind of interesting. I'm really into recycling stuff and upcycling things. And just in my journeys, I always find stuff that's about to be thrown away. And so I've managed to score two pontoons, which I'm going to build a barge on top of. And right now, I've actually had someone donate a motor for it. And I also have plans to build a backup motor using scavenged parts.
And now, in order to make this all possible, you know, sometimes money's involved, which is why you're having an event tonight at Ed's No Name Bar.
Yeah, definitely. I'm starting off a Kickstarter program tonight. We've been busy getting everything ready for it, make sure we have rewards in place and everything else that we need. And so tonight is our launch party. It also coincides with Downtown Art Project, which is going on tonight. Everything starts at about 4 o'clock. It goes till about 9. We're going to play Koob in the backyard and have a barbecue and just kind of let people know that this is what I'm launching. And if they want to participate, you know, come on down. I'll be doing a little bit of puppetry down there, but mostly just kind of talking it up.
Great. Excellent. Now, you have other plans, too, other than just this pontoon boat. We've talked a little bit about making a home for yourself in downtown Winona, right?
Yeah. For years, I've been performing at any kind of venue that will have me and traveling locally, regionally. And I'm really interested in doing that still. But for years, I've been wanting to have a more permanent theater so I can do more elaborate stage sets, more interesting puppet action.
So depending maybe on how this goes, more things could follow with that.
You know, there's so many people in the region that aren't familiar with my work. And I'd like to at least like use this as an intro so I can reach more people. Because there's so many people just within this area, within a 40-mile area, that are interested in things that are going on culturally, but don't really get to see it, you know. And so I'm going to bring it to them on the river and try to reach out to as many people as I can just regionally. Because I could travel, you know, all over the country. But there's so many people that are right here that need to see this puppet show.
Now, puppet shows aren't just for kids, right? So let's explain how you make it different for the audiences.
Well, the thing is I do a wide variety of puppet shows. So I do adult-themed puppet shows, and I also do kid shows. But I never dumb it down for kids. I'm not into making something so basic that it's just for kids. It's usually, I just want it to be a fun romp, you know, and it doesn't matter what age you are that you would enjoy it. I mean, for smaller, little tiny kids, when a puppet, you know, jumps up and smacks another puppet, they love that. I got them, you know. But every once in a while, you know, I like to do something a little more complicated, maybe throw some poetry in there, make it interesting for adults too. So it's more than what you would expect to see out of a puppet show.
Why do you like puppets so much, or why did you gravitate towards that?
I think puppets, they have a key to unlock the imagination of the viewer. And then as a performer, I'm attracted to it because I'm an artist. I paint and I create. And with puppetry, it involves so many aspects of the arts. It involves choreography. It involves sculpture. It involves simple engineering. But what's great about puppetry is that it really involves a lot of art forms. So it keeps it exciting for me individually.
Building these, what goes into them?
I use a lot of clay to start them out, and most of the fun I have is using found objects. So I find like a scrap of wood or a chunk of junk or whatever, and the puppet will kind of form itself around it.
You have one called Cleopatra that you've actually used animal bones with, correct?
Yeah. And a lot of those were gifted to me by various friends, and I collected them in various travels. A lot of stuff, I'll spend time in the woods and I'll just come across certain things. Like with Cleopatra, I use Choya cactus skeleton, deer skull, feathers. And actually, she's been in so many shows that I had to redo her feathers because they had been used so much that she needed a new hairdo.
And now you've got Jimbo, which is one of your main puppets.
Yeah, Jimbo is a robot fortune-telling puppet, which I recently built, and he was really going great. But he's been replaced by Jimbo Mach 2 called Zimbo. And that all happened in the space. It happened really quickly in the space of about a month. And now Zimbo's kind of edging out Jimbo for my time.
Got it. And these two take time. When you build one, how long does it take you usually?
Well, sometimes I can build one in a day. And sometimes it takes like 3 years because they're not like engineered to be exact models or perfect representations of what a marionette should be. They're more of expressions of my art form. With some of them, like there's one puppet that has taken 3 years because certain parts need to come together for it to exist. And the parts weren't there, so I couldn't make it. That's actually why I'm a doctor.
Ah, here we go into the doctor.
The real story is that I'm a doctor and that long ago things were scattered apart. And it's my job to put them back together, a la Frankenstein.
Oh, so that's why you go by Dr. Bob.
No, that's the almost real deal.
Great. So Kickstarter campaign tonight at Ed's No Name Bar. And then we'll see what happens. And when you plan to kick off, when are you thinking you're planning to?
Yeah, I really hope I've had community support over the years, and I think this is a great way to kind of reach out to the community that's already been there for me over the last 10 years and kind of say, come on, join in the fun, maybe join the flotilla. I'm hoping to launch at the end of July and go into the first couple weeks of August.
Great. And then how much are you looking to raise? What do you think you need to complete this project?
Well, right now we are already investing into the project. And I'm hoping to raise $2,200 to cover advertising, fuel to help pay the musician, and cover our expenses, food. I mean, there's lots of things that have to be done, navigational maps, things like that. So I'm really hoping to raise $2,200, which should be, that seems about the right amount of cash for us to make it happen.
Great. So check it out. If you're on Facebook, it's called the Kickoff Event. I believe, right?
Yep.
Kickoff event, if you put in Dr. Bob.
Dr. Bob's Puppets.
Yep, you're going to find it. Otherwise, keep on the lookout, Winona. Stop by at Ed's tonight. And
yeah.
Play some Coob and get some barbecue and then see what it's all about. Because you're going to put on an impromptu puppet show, aren't you?
Tonight I'm bringing down Zimbo.
Okay.
And Zimbo had his debut last Saturday at the Bizarre Bazaar, and he went over pretty well. And so I've been working on him pretty diligently for the last couple days. And I'm really excited to bring Zimbo to the Downtown Art Project. Because
sweet.
People need Zimbo.
Yeah, you do. You need more Zimbo in your lives. Well, take care and we'll see you later.
All right. Thanks a lot.
You bet.
Thanks again to Robert Armstrong, also known as Dr. Bob, for visiting with us about his Kickstarter adventure, Puppets Down the Mississippi. More information on Bob can be found on Facebook by searching Robert Armstrong or looking up Dr. Bob Presents Pop-Up Puppet Party Kickstarter Kickoff. More information can also be found on Kickstarter by searching for Robert Armstrong's Puppets and Mississippi River. I'm Terry Tenseth, and you've been listening to Art Beat.
Art Beat is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. Visit us on the web at kqal.org.